Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So every now and then in the news, the topic comes up regarding death row and death row inmates and executions. And the question, though, that keeps coming up, doesn't matter what the headline is why are people on death row for months, years, decades? I think there was somebody in Arkansas that was on death row since 1990, and I believe was still alive in the like early 2020s. I've been asking that same question. Now, I understand that in the last few years, there's been some debate on the lethal injection and pharmaceutical companies saying, look, this medication is in short supply. We don't want you to use it for the killing of somebody or the ending of their life. Would rather you use it, you know, for, I don't know, hospital purposes, or you have a lot of politics with lethal injections, as I said, shortages of the medications, and also some bad press when the lethal injection doesn't work that well and somebody's death is prolonged. So sometimes what causes a delay is the medications. Now, you would think that would be resolved in a week. They're like, okay, well, why don't we use this concoction, or why don't we use this? Some states still have the firing squad, I believe. We spoke about this, where some states still have firing squad as a type of capital punishment. Others can still use a gas chamber. But the most common form is lethal injection. Well, now in the news, there's a lot of discussion of commuting the sentences of death row inmates, like we saw with Governor Brown in Oregon, where I believe 17 death row inmates, she decided to get rid of capital punishment in an executive order, and I think she might be considering parole for some of the inmates. I'm not sure. I haven't been really following that. But in Nevada, we have our own story where Governor Sisolak, who is our outgoing governor, as Sheriff Joe Lombardo had won the recent election, he wanted to commute the 57 inmates who are on death row, who have been there for years, from what I understand. And he wanted to ask the parole board, this is a last-minute request, to commute the sentences of all of the 57 states' death row prisoners. Well, this, of course, brought a lot of backlash from the victims' families. One such was Kenneth Cherry Jr., who was killed with a couple others in 2013 when death row prisoner Amar Harris opened fire on the Las Vegas Strip. There was a fiery crash. Kenneth Cherry, two others, the cab driver Michael Bolden, died. This is being reported by Fox 5. And so many of the family members are like, wait a second, how we only heard about this in the news, that you are going to let our prisoner, you're going to let the person who killed our loved one go? Well, here's the thing. When the sentence is commuted, it doesn't necessarily mean the person gets to go out into the world. From what I understand, Governor Sisolak asked for them to be life in prison with no chance of parole. Now, I'm really mixed on this, because if you're sentencing somebody to death, let's say, God forbid, it was you. I don't know how much longer you'd want to wait. You know, you're stuck in what? Solitary confinement. You're on this death row. You're among other people. Oh, that would be a good book story. I just realized. Anyway, so if you do get to speak to anybody else in death row, you all are facing death, and you know, one day goes by, 2 days go by, 10 years go by. What are we doing? If somebody's on death row, that's torture to make them wait that long if they know they're going to die, not to mention on the taxpayers who are still paying to feed them and the guards. You would think that we would have a much more streamlined process. But because of appeals, because of all the bureaucratic type stuff, some of these people, which I still don't think is an excuse, are stuck for decades in this limbo. And, you know, maybe we need to make a prisoner choice where they say, look, you know what? If after four appeals it's failed and I'm going to be stuck here for life anyway, you know, let me get done with, you know, I don't want to be miserable for another couple decades. Maybe we should allow prisoners to choose. I don't really know much about the process, but I doubt the average prisoner wants to be stuck in solitary confinement for two decades on death row. There's just a real misstep here. And if we are, let's say, commuting sentences, then maybe the laws, I'm a little confused by if there's a law, and if a state has capital punishment, then why that law isn't followed, how they're, you know. So it's a little confusing. I get that it's confusing. It's a shame that we have prisoners that do such horrible and horrific acts such that they can't be redeemable. They can't be, what's the word for about it, rehabilitated, and the only answer is, you know, they have to die. But we do have some very, very horrible individuals that have caused people to die, and we don't see them rehabilitate. We put people back on the street who have done sex offenses or burglaries or armed robberies, or these are people that go back and then they do it again. Not all of them. So I understand why we have capital punishment. I just don't understand why it takes so long. And so if you guys, you know any more, all I'm getting is, well, there's appeal process, we're having issues with the lethal injection ingredients, and we have, you know, a process. I think you're adding on top of the sentence almost a second punishment. If somebody is convicted and the appeal process has been exhausted, then it's done. I don't understand why you're keeping these people on death row for years. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I spoke too soon. Yesterday I was really, really worried about this kind of polar air and this freeze that's going to be coming across most of America this coming week and into Christmas. And I was really worried about, well, what happens if somebody loses power? Are we going to have millions of Americans at risk because our power grids are failing? And usually when there's a lot of demand, we have issues. Well, I forgot that there could also be a natural disaster that kind of gets thrown in there. And so there was a 6.4 magnitude earthquake that happened in Northern California. Now, I don't believe Northern California is going to see anything like what Montana and Minnesota and North Dakota is going to see, or the Midwest. But still, there's some freezing temperatures out there. And we now have thousands, tens of thousands of customers without power. So a 6.4 magnitude earthquake hit the Eureka area earlier today. That's according to U.S. Geological Survey. Two have been injured, thousands without power. The quake happened at about 2:34 a.m. Pacific time. It was centered in the Pacific just off the coast, about 7.5 miles from Humboldt County, city of Ferndale. Now, 72% of that county is now without power, we're being told. 71,763 customers, no power as of this morning, about an hour ago. And this is increasing from the number of people that reported it, obviously, in the middle of the night. So, and we're also wondering if some of the aftershocks are causing issues. The local authorities are warning residents to be ready for aftershocks, according to CNN. Damage assessments are continuing. No current tsunami threat, thank God, associated with the quake, even though it was right off the Pacific coast. More than three dozen smaller quakes have struck the area after the main one usually happens. That's not a big surprise. Some, though, were as powerful as a 4.6 magnitude earthquake. So, I mean, this was still a good-sized earthquake. Thank God it wasn't a 7 or 8, but still 6.4. And then, on top of that, the additional aftershocks. The main quake produced shaking from coastal Oregon to south of San Jose, California. And this follows from a year ago when we had a 6.2 magnitude quake striking off their Cape, same area, on December 20th, 2021, caused major damage. So we're looking almost to the year. It's crazy. So Ferndale was one of the city's earthquake's epicenters. It's about 9 miles from the source of it. It's a city of about 1,400 people in Humboldt County. And they have been in or near the site of earthquakes in the last few years. As I said, the one from a year ago. We have two people injured in Northern California, according to Humboldt County Sheriff's Office. We're still getting more details, and the damage assessment is still ongoing. But, it's... When an earthquake strikes, we got to be careful. There's aftershocks, so you need to be prepared for those. You always want to make sure you're aware of local recommendations, whether it's radio or if you do have access to internet or TV, whatever you could find out. Please get out of any damaged building. Get outside. Move away from falling debris. If you are stuck, they say, and you are in a building that you cannot, let's say, get out of, keep in mind there's a lot of fumes, debris. If you could text, keep banging with an object so rescuers can locate you. And then they say to avoid making phone calls, according to CNN, because they say the call volume has exceeded the capacity of mobile carriers' networks. Some calls were blocked to allow others. They say it's best not to call unless it's an emergency, so text or instant message. I mean, if your life is in danger, call 911. I don't care. If you can't get through, text a loved one or text somebody saying, look, I'm in trouble. So, the earthquakes get measured. It's interesting. You know, the magnitude, this would be considered a strong one. A huge catastrophic one is 8.0 and up. A 7 to 7.9 means there's going to be significant damage. But a strong earthquake, and how it's measured according to the Richter scale, which follows the modified Mercalli intensity scale, it's strong. It's, second to the top. So it was a big one. So my concern now is there's bridges cracked and, loose, you see asphalt loose, things like that. Again, my big worry is power. So we... this week and going into the weekend are going to be facing some really unrelenting below freezing temperatures. More than 30 million people are under wind chill alerts, which could make temperatures fall as low as negative 40 degrees. There's going to be places slammed with blizzard conditions by a separate storm system. There were places that already are dealing with the snow. I don't know if you guys saw the Bills Dolphins game. That was crazy. What were they making? It stinks because, a lot of us didn't know there was football on Saturday. So by the time I figured it out, I saw it too late. But I think they were making snow angels, and I think some of the fans were throwing snowballs at the Miami Dolphins players. Not cool. Not cool. Come on. Got people from Miami. They aren't used to the snow. They don't need to be hit in the head with a snowball. Not cool. And I like Miami this year, but I have money on the Bills making it all the way, so I hope the Bills do win. Packer game was interesting. I mean, it was boring at first, but, you know, Aaron Rodgers got a little bit of his mojo back, and it was freezing, and we knew the Rams would have an issue, but Baker Mayfield held his own, but wasn't like last Ram game, but congrats to the Packers. So, back to the weather. We have parts of Alabama and Tennessee also under a wind chill watch. These temperatures can plummet below zero, and then on top of that with the wind chill even more. On Tuesday, the weather system delivered dangerously cold temperatures. Montana, North Dakota, South Dakota, most of Minnesota. The highs, all right, the highs for those areas today, the highs will still be below zero, according to forecasters at the National Weather Service. So, you know, this Arctic air mass, it comes. This isn't, you know, each year we get cold, and yeah, I know everybody says, well, climate change. The climate always changes. You know, I mean, we have patterns, we have climate patterns, but the climate always changes. And yes, we are going to have dips, we are going to have extremes, we are going to have pretty bad storms, snowstorms. What we're not, I think, preparing for is how to manage our electrical grid and how to manage our power and manage our fuel. You know, we see what's going on with Europe. We see what's going on with Ukraine and their natural gas shortages and issues they're having. Well, I don't think we're in the strongest of positions. And so, you know, Minnesota, the Weather Service and the Twin Cities implored residents to be cautious. It is potentially a dangerous week of weather. Our GCN network is based in Eagan. In Burnsville, Minnesota, near Twin Cities, and we are really, really grateful for our producers battling the snow to make this show happen. God bless. But it's dangerous out there. So my recommendation to you all is, you know, for those of you that can stay home, not have to work, be able to bunker down, it's fantastic. Make sure you have food. Make sure you have water. Don't forget about the pets. Don't make sure you have your medications. But have a backup system and a backup plan. I just don't trust our power grid. I don't trust it. I know there's a lot of little things you could do to heat rooms locally, and you've got to be careful of carbon monoxide. Know exactly what you're using to heat that room. You know what's going on with your vents. Because unfortunately, carbon monoxide poisoning is what we see flu, we see COVID, we see RSV, but carbon monoxide poisonings are things we are anticipating. And carbon monoxide is a element, it's a combustible, or is a non-combustible, I have to double check. It is a remnant of a combustion that happens from these generators or heaters or things that you use that aren't ventilated, and it competes with oxygen. Oxygen is two atoms. Carbon monoxide is carbon, one atom of carbon, one atom of oxygen. So it looks very similar to oxygen. The body takes it up, thinks it's oxygen. It competes with oxygen, but it's not oxygen. So you end up suffocating. You might get tired. You might not notice it. You might just get sluggish. And then sadly, you're found dead the next morning. We saw that in that one resort. It could happen. Doesn't have to happen during the cold. It could happen in areas that have a very poorly ventilated unit. So just understand what you have. Get carbon monoxide monitors. I think that's crucial as well. And be safe. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA News Update. It's very bad timing for this latest big winter storm as millions of us are trying to travel for the Christmas weekend.
They probably could, you know, have 10,000 flights that may be canceled out of this whole situation here over the next few days.
Meteorologist Joe Bastardi of WeatherBell says the main system's blasting the upper Midwest today and will bring whiteout conditions to Nebraska and east by tomorrow. At least two people have been hurt after a magnitude 6.4 earthquake hit earlier this morning off the coast of Northern California. About 70,000 customers in Humboldt County are without power, also damage to roads and bridges. A little better at the gas pump the last few days. AAA says the nationwide average price is $3.12 a gallon, the lowest since July of last year. CVS and Walgreens are now limiting the purchase of children's pain medicines like children's Tylenol because of very high demand. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right. So, you know, I had warned you guys this fall that there's probably going to be a shortage of medications. In fact, a couple of years ago I warned we're probably going to have a shortage of Tamiflu and flu medications because people aren't testing anymore. They're just calling online and asking for medications. But I didn't anticipate the Tylenol shortage to this degree, such that pharmacies are now limiting people purchasing it, and I'm having parents tell me they can't find it. Now, there are pain relievers out there. There are generics. There's other medications. We're not at that point yet. But because of hoarding, we have situations. Before I go into the Tylenol and the Motrin, yesterday we spoke about how patients are pretty ticked. I'm facing every day people trying to get Tamiflu to have at the house. I need it just in case. I need it just in case. I've got a kid. I'm worried about this kid. I'm worried, and you're starting to see the same panic that we had with the whole toilet paper debacle in 2020, where people bought up a whole bunch of toilet paper. Please, please, please be very, very careful about buying things up or lying to a telemedicine physician to get the medication. Right? We have people's lives at stake, and I get it. We all became very, very selfish during COVID. Right? You know, we couldn't work. We couldn't. Once you saw human behavior when it came to toilet paper, the average person, when you're saying, you know, look, we want you to do this for the greater good. Many people are like, to hell with that, because people aren't caring about my greater good. They're lying about their COVID. They're, you know, taking off their mask to sneeze. They're, you know, forcing me to lock down, not letting me work. If they don't care about me, then why should I care about them? So we do have a much more selfish attitude. And my concern with these Tylenols and medications this fall was we had a lot of, I think, there was a few things I was concerned about. One is I anticipated we would have a shortage because of our supply shortage change last year. I just thought, I don't think we're prepared. I don't think we have enough labor force in these industries that are coming to work to ensure that we have enough supply. So I had suggested that if there's a cold medication that is your go-to, a Tylenol or Motrin, make sure you have a bottle ready to go. Well, now we're in a position where pharmacies have to now limit what you could purchase. We still have some, but sadly, we're struggling in terms of supplies. So CVS Health has placed a 2-product limit on all children's pain relief products brought through their pharmacies or online. Walgreens is limiting customers online to 6 purchases of children's over-the-counter fever-reducing products. That limit does not apply in stores. Well, 6 is still plenty. So like you see, that you could still get some. But the problem with hoarding these medications is they do lose their efficacy. So if you have Tylenol from 2 years ago, it'll still work. And there was a study done by the military showing some medications could last 30 years. But in terms of being efficacious, I'd rather you use fresh stuff for your kids and for yourself. But the other problem we're having is people are overusing their medications. Somebody gets a mild fever, and they're immediately drowning their kid in liquid Tylenol. And not all fevers need to be squashed. You really need to sit down and talk to their medical provider about at what point would they be concerned with a fever. Now, if you have a child that is prone to febrile seizures, we're going to be a little bit more aggressive about controlling their fever because the speed at which a fever will rise could trigger a seizure. But if you have children who rarely get a fever and their temperature goes up to 100, it's still under 100.4, which is when we really call it, that higher temperature, is doing its job. It's supposed to be fighting off the virus, fighting off the bacteria, so you don't always have to treat. Another problem I've seen parents are doing is their child has probably a rip-roaring pneumonia or a rip-roaring ear infection or strep. And I get a call from parents saying, my child had a fever last week, and I have been giving him Tylenol or Motrin round the clock. You can get Tylenol every 4 to 6 hours, Motrin every 4 to 6 hours, or every 3 hours they're giving one or the other. And they're like, I have a timer. As soon as that time comes up, I give them another dose, but the fever keeps coming back. Well, of course the fever keeps coming back. Your child's sick. Maybe get that child examined. You're fighting your child's body when the child is trying to fight the disease he has. I had a parent who was really being diligent with the Tylenol and Motrin and all that, and she's like, you know, my child's color is different. He looks different. His heart rate's in the 150s. I'm like, I think your child's got pneumonia. Stop it with the Tylenol and Motrin and get the child into a doctor's office immediately. They might, you know, continue that, you know, some Tylenol or Motrin, but come on. I had a patient whose child was vomiting profusely and had a headache. Well, that child was dehydrated. Parent kept giving them Motrin. Well, Motrin in a child who's vomiting is going to make the stomach issue worse. So I think we have a lot of education missteps when it comes to and a dearth of educating parents on all these over-the-counter medications. People get so mad at doctors how we don't want a lot of things over-the-counter because of risks and because of resistance and all that. I don't mind there being pain relievers over-the-counter, but what I do mind is we don't have the education that follows. I think we're over-medicating our kids with Tylenol and Motrin when they barely have a fever. I think we're hiding a very robust life-saving immune response and suppressing it because of ignorance. And we don't understand that sometimes we need to listen to the body. And I tell parents, I go, when you are trying to squash and quiet a fever, that's the body's way of trying to tell you there's something wrong with your baby. Get that baby checked out. But somehow the adage or the thought process is, if my child has a fever, it doesn't matter what's causing the fever. It's more important about squashing the fever. Same thing with vomiting. Parents are like, look, I need to stop the vomiting. My child is continually vomiting. I get that. Do we know why the child is vomiting? Does the child have appendicitis? Is the child vomiting because they have another condition? Okay, we need to sometimes, when somebody's vomiting, there's oftentimes another reason for it. So we could stop the vomiting. I think that's important, but that's not your goal. Your goal is, why is my child vomiting? Why is my child having the fever? That's what needs to be figured out. The average person just doesn't walk around going, oh, I have a fever now. So if you are facing shortages, all right, you know, one is you might have options. A lot of parents are asking me how to get their kid to swallow a pill. All right, well, you know, based on their weight, some children who are of a certain weight, and now we do have a much bigger pediatric population, some children might qualify for a pill or a chewable. So, but talk to your doctor. If your child does not know how to swallow pills, with my kids, we practiced with M&Ms. So that was scary. That was the scariest thing. The scariest thing for me was their first vaccines. The second scariest thing was teaching them how to swallow a pill. That was rough. But they did it. They were fine. I go, you put on the center of the tongue, then you drink a drink, and you swallow. And I mean, I have a trach set ready. I like, oh God, am I going to make my baby choke? But some children, if you're out of the suspension or pediatric, if they're old enough, they might be able to qualify. So the big thing is you know, we're overdoing it a lot of times with our medications, and people are hoarding, and we just don't have enough with the supply chain. 1-877, Dr. Ali, don't go away.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming?
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DrDahlia, 1-877-DOCDALI. One of you had asked, how do you get COVID medication when your doctor is not in town for the holiday? So COVID medication, the Paxlovid, there's Paxlovid and Molnupiravir, but the Paxlovid seems to be a little more popular. We have a little bit more data on that. And the Paxlovid, I think, works well. It's just it's a very high-maintenance medication. By high maintenance, it's not a medicine where you can just go and take. You don't have a lot. Like with Tylenol, I want to make sure you don't have liver disease. But for the most part, I'm pretty comfortable with Tylenol. I don't want pregnant people taking too much of it. But it's one of those medications that's a little easier. When it comes to Paxlovid, there are a lot of things we need to make sure of. So one is we have to make sure you don't have liver disease. If you do have liver disease, you can't take Paxlovid. If you have renal disease, there is a renal dosing. But at some point, I think if your kidneys don't function well, I don't know if you're able to get it, but if you do have renal insufficiency or certain issues with your kidney status, there's a renal dosing that is available, which is a lower dose of the Paxlovid. If you are on medications like statins, blood pressure medications, Viagra, Cialis, benzodiazepines for anxiety, there's a whole bunch of medications, you can't take the Paxlovid. So you need to have an assessment, and most telemedicine platforms won't write it. There's a reason for that. With telemedicine, we're not supposed to write it. At first, it's because there wasn't enough. And so, just like what we're dealing with Tamiflu and strep medication, people call in saying, yep, I have strep, I need medicine. I have flu, I need medication. I have COVID, I need medication. Well, because there wasn't enough of it, they wouldn't let us do that. Because, you know, somebody could show you a test, that could be their neighbor's test. So at first, it's like, no, you got to go in, you have to be vetted first, see that you actually have COVID, and once you do have COVID, if you qualify, then you could get the medication. But then there were issues of you can't give it to a pregnant person, you can't give it to a breastfeeding person. So somebody over the phone says, I'm not pregnant. How do you know? We can't test you over the phone. Then the medication list that interacts is exhaustive. So that's why originally when Paxlovid came out, they said you got to check in with a doctor or medical provider. Then in July, the FDA had said, look, all pharmacies can dispense it now without a doctor prescription. We get there's not a lot of doctors. We get that you guys need to get on this medicine within 5 days, and the average wait time for a doctor is longer than that. So pharmacies can now dispense it. But in order for a pharmacy to dispense it, they're going to have to be able to access your blood work in the last year to see your liver and kidney status. Now, that was nice of the FDA, although I've seen people who have had normal liver and kidneys January 2022 just to really mess it up, you know, after a holiday party in December of 2022, 11 months later. But to simplify things, the FDA said, look, if your blood work looked good a year ago, then you know, bring that in, or it looked good within a year, bring it in. So in July, a lot of people were notified of this, so they walked into their local pharmacy. And the local pharmacy is like, say what? What are you talking about? You could give me the Paxlovid. You could give me the COVID medication. And they said who? The FDA. Yeah, that's nice of them, but no, we can't do that. Well, why not? Here's my blood work. They're like, I have a long line of people needing prescriptions. I can't sit here and do an assessment. And so many of you were like, well, wait a second. I thought I would be able to go into the pharmacy. CVS, a couple weeks ago, sent out a press release saying, we are doing this. We have the means to do this. You could come in. You could make an appointment. And it is going to be an assessment. Now, from what I understand, the Paxlovid, one of you asked how much Paxlovid is. I believe Paxlovid is free. I don't think you have to pay anything for Paxlovid. But you are going to have to pay a $60 fee for the assessment. You could pay by cash, health savings account, insurance might cover it. Pharmacists cannot provide this service to Medicare or Medicaid members at this time. So they have minute clinics. And some of the pharmacies now, I notice like when I get my vaccines, they have a little makeshift space with a curtain where that could give you some privacy and they can give you vaccines. And I think in some of those areas where they do that, they could then do an assessment. But it's going to take time. That pharmacist has to look through all your medication. They have to, talk to you about your health history. And that does cost them money and cost them time. So if you do want to get the medication, that is an option. But like I said, it can still cost money. So COVID is an issue that isn't making headlines like it used to, hallelujah, but it doesn't mean it's not there. China is dealing with a pretty bad outbreak, and they believe this outbreak is going to spawn new mutations. I think that if we still haven't figured out what happened in the lab, some of these mutations could be also coming from the lab. I don't think we ever stopped the leak. If nobody's addressing the leak and nobody is admitting there's a leak, now that could also be an issue. But oftentimes, whenever you have multiple people becoming ill, they can produce mutations. And China's having issues because the country does not like these COVID zero protocols or zero COVID protocols. People are fighting them. And people are sick of the masks. They're sick of, you know, the vaccines not working to the degree that they were hoping to. A lot of the lies, a lot of the misinformation they were given. Whereas those of us who were like, look, let's be a little realistic about this, we were accused of misinformation. So now people are like, okay, wait a second. When you say misinformation, I'm going to believe the first group of people that were accused of misinformation, not the second group. So this current outbreak in China is pretty significant. Japan, in the last 24 hours, has close to another 200,000 COVID cases. South Korea, 87,000 cases. Taiwan, 17,000. So we're seeing Hong Kong. We're seeing in the east, a huge surge. That surge then hits Europe in a few weeks, and then it hits America a few weeks later, which means we could be looking at another surge of COVID in the early spring or around Easter, maybe even a little before that. We have COVID now. I just can't tell you the numbers because people don't test anymore. Or their first test is negative. I keep telling you guys this. If you take a COVID test at home and it's a negative, that doesn't mean anything to me. I'd rather you get a PCR test, or you might have to repeat it a few days later at home. But these at-home tests aren't always picking it up. If it's positive, you can trust it. You don't have to take 3-4 tests if you're positive. If it's positive, it's pretty positive. But we have these strains like the BQ and the XBB that we believe may be evading our boosters and evading our certain treatments. And so, these Omicron subvariants, they're getting smarter. Their XBB has already been found to evade our Pfizer vaccine. Now, XBB is an Omicron variant, okay? It is an Omicron sublineage. Our new bivalent vaccine protects us against BA4 and BA5 as well. So there is still some protection, but the virus can still get through. So you might have a less serious illness. So I got the bivalent so I could tell you guys if I get COVID or not. All right? And I can let you know if I got through this season. But I got it in September. And if the immunity only lasts a few months, I don't know what's going to happen January, February. 1-877, Dr. Ellie, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.